Welcome to DeedNB College. Today we're building something really useful for edits and drop movement. A VHS rave stab, with warm tape style grit in Ableton Live 12. The goal is not just to make a nostalgic chord hit, the goal is to make a short, characterful phrase that feels worn, dusty and a little unstable, but still punches through a modern drum and bass mix. This kind of stab lives in the gaps between the big elements. It can answer the snare, push into a turnaround, tease the drop, or act like a hook in a second drop switch-up. In jungle and rave-leaning DNB, it can become part of the identity of the track. In darker rollers, it can add menace and urgency without getting in the way of the sub. So the main job is simple: get the grit, keep the timing tight, and leave the low end alone. Start with a simple bright source. Load something like Waveatable, Drift, or a simpler stab if you already have one. You want a chord or note cluster that feels rave-adjacent, but not too polite. Minor, suspended, or slightly dissonant voicings usually sit better in DeedNB. Keep it short from the start. Think more like a hit than a pad. What to listen for here is mid-range bite. If the sound is already too thin, it will disappear once we start degrading it. If it's too lush and long, it will blur the snare pocket later. So aim for something bright, compact, and present. Now shape the synth so it behaves like an edit instead of a sustained chord. Give it a fast attack, a medium short decay, very low sustain, and a short release. If you're using simpler, trim the sample so the transient is clean and the note feels like a one-shot. A small fade or slightly slower attack can help if the front end clicks too hard. Why this works in DeedNB is because break-driven music needs space. A stab that rings too long fills up the pocket and starts fighting the snare, the ghost notes, and the bass movement. Tight shaping keeps the groove clear and gives the arrangement room to breathe. That's the whole game. Now let's build the grit chain. Put EQ8 first, then saturator, then redux, then auto filter. This is a controlled degradation path, not just random effects thrown on a sound. With EQ8, high pass the stab somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. If the source is thick, you might even push that up higher. The point is to keep the stab out of the subzone so it doesn't steal headroom from the kick and bass. Then add saturator. Start gently, maybe a few dB of drive. If the stab gets too spiky, turn on soft clip. You're trying to thicken the harmonics and give it weight, not flatten the transient into mush. Next comes redux. Keep it restrained. A little bit of sample rate reduction and mild bit reduction can create that worn, crusty feel, but too much will make it brittle instead of warm. So ease into it. You want old tape more than cheap digital destruction. Then use auto filter to focus the tone. A low pass or band pass shape often works well here. Keep the cutoff somewhere in the mid to upper mid range so the stab stays readable. A touch of resonance can help it speak, but too much will start sounding toy-like. What to listen for now is density without loss of impact. The stab should feel more physical, more characterful, and more like a sample fragment than a clean synth. If it gets harsh, back off the redux or close the filter a bit. If it gets dull, open the cutoff and keep some upper mid energy alive. At this point, choose the flavor you want. If you want a tapeworm VHS character, keep the saturation gentler, the redux lighter, and the filter a little more closed. That gives you a foggy, nostalgic stab that works beautifully in rollers and darker breakdowns. If you want a more rave-aggressive feel, push the saturation harder, let more upper mids through, and allow a bit more bite on top. That works well for high-energy jungle moments and drop switch-ups. And honestly, this is a really important choice. Don't sit in the middle and hope it solves itself. Pick one direction. Half warm and half bright usually sounds indecisive. Once the tone feels right, add movement with automation rather than overprocessing. Open the filter slightly on repeated stabs, or let it brighten a little as the phrase develops. Small changes are enough. You do not need a giant sweep. Even a subtle shift across 4 or 8 bars can make the sound feel alive. If you want the VHS illusion to feel more unstable, you can later introduce tiny pitch drift by resampling or by printing a version with slight variation. But at this stage, keep it musical and controlled. The point is movement that supports the track, not sound design chaos for its own sake. Now place the stab into the rhythm. This is where it starts becoming a real DeedNB edit. Put it against your kick and snare or break loop and make it answer the snare, or land just after it. That timing decision matters a lot. On the snare can feel direct and forceful. Just after the snare can feel like forward momentum. Try a half bar idea first. Let the stab hit on the offbeat after the snare, then answer with a second variation in the next half bar, then leave space for the drums and bass to speak. If you're using a break, avoid the busiest ghost note moments unless you want the stab to blend into the rhythm section. For a cleaner edit, place it where the break opens up. What to listen for is pocket. Does the stab push the groove forward without stepping on the snare? Does it feel like part of the rhythm rather than a random chord pasted on top? If yes, you're on the right track. Once the timing works, duplicate the clip and make small edits instead of rebuilding everything from scratch. In DNB, a good edit often comes from one strong gesture reused with slight rhythmic or tonal changes that keeps the track cohesive and lets the stab become part of the language of the arrangement. Now, if you want real tape-style character, bounce or freeze the part and treat it like audio. This is where the sound stops feeling like a clean synth patch and starts feeling like a found fragment. After it's audio, you can trim the tail, chop the start tighter, reverse a tiny piece into the next hit, or make the note feel more like a sample edit. This is also a good moment to stop tweaking if it already works. That's a big beginner win right there. If it hits the groove, has grit, and leaves the sub intact, commit it and move on. Don't overcook something that's already functional. For mix control, add a second stock device chain, especially if the sound is getting wide or crowded. Use utility, then EQ8, then compressor or glue compressor. With utility, narrow the stereo width if needed. In DNB, the VHS-style stabs often work better with the core body closer to mono. You can keep a little width up top, but the important weight should stay centered. Then use EQ8 to clean the boxy mids around 250 to 600 Hz if the stab starts clouding the snare or sounding nasal. If the top gets harsh after distortion, gently tame around 3 to 5 kHz. Then add light compression only if the level jumps too much. A few dB of gain reduction can help the stab feel controlled, but don't crush the transient. In drum and bass, the front edge matters. The stab needs to stay punchy enough to live with hard drums. A very useful check here is mono. If the sound disappears, gets facey, or loses its body in mono, it's too wide or too dependent on stereo effects. Keep the core strong in the center, and save width for the higher sparkle if you need it. Now bring it into the full track context. Don't judge it in solo. A sound can be exciting alone and still be wrong in the drop. Play it with the drums and bass and ask three questions. Does it sit above the sub without masking it? Does it leave room for the snare crack? And does it read as an accent rather than a pad? If the sub loses weight, raise the high pass or shorten the tail. If the snare loses impact, cut some low mid body or move the stab slightly off the snare hit. If the groove feels crowded, shift the stab away from the busiest drum moment. These tiny edits make a huge difference. Why this works in DNB is because the stab is not supposed to dominate the whole mix. It's supposed to be a phrase marker. It should make the drop feel more urgent, not more cluttered. That's the sweet spot. Now think about arrangement. Put the stab where it earns attention. A great use is the last bar before the drop. The first bar of the drop is a hook accent, a breakdown response to a vocal chop, or the start of a second drop variation. Introduce it filtered or degraded first, then bring back a brighter version later. That creates a memory becoming real feeling, which works really well in rave and jungle contexts. A strong versioning habit helps a lot here. Keep a clean reference print, a darker print, a brighter or harder print, and maybe one chopped version for fills. That gives you options without reopening the whole sound design every time the track changes direction. A few bonus tips before you wrap it up. If the stab feels too polite, don't automatically add more distortion. Sometimes the answer is rhythmic. Move it a little later against the snare, or let it answer the fill instead of competing with the main hit. Also, a little asymmetry helps the worn tape illusion. Two almost identical layers with tiny differences can feel more organic than one perfect synthetic hit. And if you want a heavier or darker vibe, make the distortion more mid-heavy rather than fizzy. Harsh top-end fuzz can sound cheap in a drop, while gritty upper mids often feel more like a broken hardware sample. Subtle pitch drift is good too, but keep it tiny. The best tape character is felt more than noticed. So here's the recap. Build from a bright source. Shape it short and punchy. High pass the low end. Add controlled saturation, mild redux, and a focused filter. Choose whether you want warm VHS haze or sharper rave bite. Place it rhythmically around the snare. Commit to audio if it's working. Then clean the mix with utility, EQ, and light compression so it sits in the track without fighting the sub or the drums. If it sounds warm, worn, punchy, and usable in context, you've nailed it. Now take the mini exercise or the homework challenge and build one stab that can work in both a breakdown and a drop. Make a darker version and a brighter version. Print them, chop them, place them in the arrangement. That's where this really starts sounding like a proper DNB edit. Go make it move.